46. The raft trip. It's my first rafting trip, I said, but that's confidential information, okay? The river guide nodded in agreement. Although the raft was a bit confining, it was a very congenial atmosphere. Everyone was also very careful to conform to the rules and procedures so that nobody would get hurt. There's no room for confusion or conflict when you're in the dangerous rapids. Conformity is important to safety. It wasn't long before we were facing the most dangerous part of the river, the confluence. This is the area where two rivers flow into one. Our guide started organizing our four rafts into a single-file configuration. Then, with his horn, he sent a confirmation signal to the other guides. Two beeps echoed from each raft, confirming that they were ready to run through the confluence. We approached the confluence at the perfect speed. Suddenly, we noticed another group of rafts coming from the opposite river. They entered the confluence at the same time, creating congestion and several collisions between our rafts. The shock of this near disaster aggravated my congenital heart condition. Our licensed guide was very upset because this was not supposed to be a congested river. He soon discovered that the other rafting group was not licensed to be on the river that day. He confronted their leader and threatened to have the authorities confiscate their equipment. The leader apologized and claimed he was confused by the dates. He promised to confine his group to the left side of the river for the rest of the day. Our guide told him that such confinement would not be necessary, but that he should keep a safe distance from our rafts. The trip ended safely, and we all received congratulations for a job well done.